Proclamation number 5003 of 20th of November, 1950. Battle between light and darkness. A constant battle is waged between light and darkness, which is why even the pure truth on earth does not remain untouched but is constantly to be displaced by lies and error. It is the battle between light and darkness equal to the battle between truth and error. Both will have their followers and thus fight against each other. For truth wants to assert itself as a divine emanation against the lie, the product of dark power. Anyone who walks in truth will also walk in light, i.e., everything will be understandable and recognizable to him and also make God's nature comprehensible to him, whereas lies and error darken the human being, give him a completely unclear image and ultimately cause him to lose faith in a supremely perfect being. The lie is no match for the pure truth, and yet the lie has the best weapon against the truth. The human being's spiritual blindness, who therefore can no longer recognize the truth when he is entangled in the lie and error. This is why the battle of light against darkness is waged with all zeal, because a single ray of light can break through the spiritual darkness and the human being will then recognize the untenability and doubtfulness of what he was offered, even though he is still incapable of recognizing the truth. But as soon as the human being starts to ask questions, he can also receive the answer, and the darkness decreases, a quiet twilight spreads before the human being, which he now tries to penetrate more eagerly. Therefore, before the pure truth is conveyed to the human being, he must be made aware of lies and error by being stimulated to think about the erroneous spiritual knowledge imparted to him. The first doubt about this is already progress, a victory that the light has won over darkness. The battle between light and darkness rages ever more fiercely the closer it gets to the end. For it is a fierce battle between God and his adversary, between the eternal truth and the prince of lies. Through the lie the soul is separated from God, whereas truth inevitably leads to God. Only through truth can God win his living creations for eternity, whereas the lie bars the path to God and the living creature falls hopelessly prey to the father of lies. Therefore the battle between light and darkness can only be waged successfully if messengers of light convey the truth to people, if they draw people's attention to Satan's activity, which clearly manifests itself in humanity's heartlessness and therefore can never ever lead to the knowledge and realization of God. And anyone who is not yet completely under Satan's control is also accessible to the pure truth and accepts without resistance what is imparted to him by messengers of light through God's greater than great love. He will recognize the truth and also learn to recognize God as the eternal truth. He will turn away from darkness and seek the light, and his soul will not be lost. Amen.